Hello out there to my crown ones. This is Crown Riri and you're listening to the Crown Talk Podcast. On this podcast, I share my life experiences, my crown moments. That's when your heart and your crown aligns to motivate and inspire you to continue to wear your crown regardless how heavy it feels. Please visit crownones.com, crownones_COM on Instagram and Crown Ones Facebook group for positive affirmation quotes and daily reminders by me that you are crowned. As always, don't forget your crown, and don't forget your crown. Enjoy the show.
Again.
I know.
Again, friend.
Thank you, friend. This song I do by my mixtape, they'll be like, ma'am, we're recording now.
Right. Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm in the booth.
Right.
Hi, my name is Rebecca, aka Crown Riri. I have my good friend here, my accountability partner, Mr. LP.
Oh, Lord. I always had this thing on mute. Okay, cool.
It's cool.
What's happening, everybody? To the crowns, to the kings and queens out there. What's happening?
Yes. Thank you so much for pressing play. I appreciate it. As everybody knows, I'm doing a Crown Talk mini moments in between going to school, going to work. Being a pet mom.
Pet mom, yeah.
Mr. R. Pete knows that I am a full-time invested pet mom.
Because that boy there, shouts out to King, the other King.
Right. My friend invited me out of town. I was like, I have to find a babysitter. I would do like one day
trips. That type of life.
Yes. Because everybody doesn't want to work at their works anymore. My vet that he normally goes to. They don't do boarding anymore. So, yeah. A lot of y'all quitting y'all jobs out there. A partial salute, I guess?
Well, I mean, if you're not following that back up with something.
Yeah, it's a partial.
Yeah, it's a, yeah.
It's like, ugh. But you go, though. But you go, but ugh.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I think last month it was like 33 million people quit their jobs. But most people are looking like for at-home jobs, so. Because if you're working at home and they make you go back in office, it is kind of like, I'm not going to work at home. So, yeah.
33 million?
I believe so.
Sheesh.
Yeah. I was like, where are people going?
That's why it takes 30 minutes for me to get a 5-minute meal. Okay.
Yeah. That's why. Before we get started, that funny. Jeez, my sister went to churches in Arlington, and when she drove with a lady said, we got 2 pieces of chicken.
And that was it?
Jeez. And it was like 8:30, and I was like, damn. Why are they open? So then she said, well, can I get some my sister, can I get some chicken tenders? And she was like, we got 2 pieces of chicken. I was like, so are they just open for the beverages? Like,
huh? They just open because they probably have to be open
to tell people they only got 2 pieces of chicken.
Like, that's it.
But it was someone be like, okay, I'll take that. This is like, we ain't got no chicken. So again, I was saying in previous episodes that I feel like we need to go just back at like a shutdown for like a month just to get our humanity back.
Yeah.
I bought a puzzle the other day just to prepare.
You think it's gonna happen?
I don't know. Maybe it's just me just wanting it.
Yeah.
I mean, besides the COVID, like people need to accept that they enjoyed being on shutdown.
Yeah. Like, it's pretty okay.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's definitely a recharge.
It is. Yeah. Yeah, I think people were, like, noticing details in their life. Like, the small things.
Right.
Yeah, I saw an article about, I think it was written, like, in 2020, but they were saying how celebrities, may have been, like, overseen because we were, like, so many other things.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, now everybody's, like, back to the normal, which is scary.
Yeah. Because everybody loose, right?
Everybody. They're trying to catch up the past 2 years.
Oh, man. Everybody loose. Everybody's like loose.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that was me and my friend Chit Chat. Thank you again for pressing play. This is a Crown Talk mini moment. This episode is called The No. It actually came to me when I was in the car coming back from Target, which I should have said no when I was in there. When I purchased way more than I bargained for, which I was supposed to just get milk, which I got milk and along with some other things.
Right.
was like, is that price right?
Let me get that.
Yeah. Next thing you know, I forget everything adds up.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you get to that register.
But my shower curtain looks really nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
And these gummy bears are bussing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They have like, you're supposed to like share one of these. I'm like, no, you just.
Share what?
Don't play with me.
Share bag. I mean, it's I got to open like I'm about to share, but I will not be sharing.
I wouldn't share that. Yeah. So, yeah. So the episode's called The Know. I was in my car listening to one of my favorite songs with D-Lay and Jill Scott. Until a Pain Is Gone. And after the song went off, the DJ was saying how D-Lay had Jill Scott's phone number, but he was like scared to call her to ask her to be on the song. And so his friend was like, well, the worst thing that could happen is that she says no. But of course, you know, he reached out to her and Jill Scott said yes.
Right.
And they got on the song again. One of my favorite songs.
Okay.
I can't hit none of those notes, but I can in the car.
Right.
Yes. Just like,
ugh. The notes are only for you to hit.
Well, pretty
in
much.
In the car.
In the car. Nowhere outside of that. They'd be like, Ree, you can't do everything.
Right.
So when I was listening to the radio host saying like the worst thing that can be is a no, I thought about it and I was like, maybe no is like the best thing sometimes. Maybe no is redirecting us to like go like a different path or motivate us to do something different when we hear the word no instead of just like shutting down. So instead of saying like the worst thing they could say is no, maybe we look at it like the best thing they could say is no. Also, they can say yes, but we have to learn how to accept a no. And not like in a negative way.
Right.
Yeah. So, because I'm always prepared for it now. Because I have, well, with me and my anxiety, I have like 800 backup plans. Something's going to come through. But yeah, so I just wanted to talk about that. When I was thinking about it. So yes, no can have us come up with different ideas. A different path for us to go. Having a challenge for us to use other resources. Does that happen to you, friend, when you're just like, when someone says no, you're like, okay, well, let me figure something else out?
I'm always prepared for the no.
Okay. But it's not like a bad thing, is it?
I mean, depending on what it is. But for the most part, of course you go into the situation thinking like,
it's a no.
I would love to get you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah,
get an answer for this, but
yeah,
if I don't get it, then I'm fine.
Right. And then you're just gonna like, go like a different path.
Yeah.
But like only a path, like you learn more about whatever
right,
it is.
Right. Well, I guess it depends on the path that you're trying to go on. Mm-hmm. It builds you up for the no's.
Right.
Now, if you get different no's here and there, then it's a different story. But like, I know for me, like I'm learning how to. I'm in more business meetings.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, It's almost like I have to shoot big.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I shoot big and get the no, I'm like, okay.
I got what you want.
And then I can just kind of scale it down a little bit.
Right.
But, you know, that's a different no versus you getting a no for everything.
Yeah.
That can shit can be kind of...
Yeah.
It'll mentally mess you up, for sure.
I can see that.
Yeah.
And that's why you have to just look at it like, there has to be a way.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So don't let the no discourage you. I was looking like for somebody famous to talk about here, but then I realized Tyler Perry tells us the story of him hearing no's every interview.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time.
And I really believe that if he had gotten a yes early in his career, he probably wouldn't even have what he has now.
Mm-hmm.
He literally built his platform off of no's. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And even with him saying, well, even with him hearing no and his journey of sleeping in his car and, you know, paying for everything, that was like his different path of the journey. But even if Hollywood or somebody in Hollywood would tell him yes, our Madea movies probably would have never gotten made.
Yeah, yeah.
They would have just been like boring plays.
Or he would have been a different type of person.
All the way.
All the way.
No Atlanta land or... doing things for black people all together.
Yeah.
He probably
would have, I'm gonna say given up, but
I feel like it would have been more like maybe like when it went to like the Spike Lee path, which we already have the Spike Lee, which is I'm saying like we don't need two Spike Lees.
Yeah.
But I don't know if Todd Perry would be like a Spike Lee. Maybe he just only been doing like plays and not movies.
He would have been a, like a like he would have probably directed it and stuff, but
yeah,
the, all the other stuff that he would have did. Mm-hmm. Nah, I mean he would have just been like, you know, I'm going to accept this. Yeah. Where I'm at, yeah.
And then he probably have like everybody doing things for him instead of him doing it himself.
Right. Because now he's at a point where he can say no.
Yeah.
So.
Which again, if he's telling people no, I would be like, okay, well, what do you want me to do next? Because he, like I said, give us a lot of interviews with him hearing the word no. So mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would still take instructions from him, even if he told me no. Okay, sir, so what else can you tell me?
Right.
Pen and paper.
Or I'll come back and find a better way to ask.
Yes, that too. Yeah. Like, I'll be back. So yeah, it's gas your car and goes back to Atlanta.
Right.
I've been sleeping in my car waiting for you to clock in. So yes, hearing no is not the worst thing that could happen. If we just change our mindset just a tad bit and just believing that hearing no may be the best thing that can happen to us. Like I said, three things. Being told no can create a different path. I just love saying that because that's like the truth. It's like, if this doesn't work out, I can do something else.
Right.
Being told no can motivate us to try again or build or create something stronger. That's what my friend here was saying about hearing no in the management or creative space. Mm-hmm. Being told no, it humbles us. We can't always hear a yes. There is a thing called a winning streak. After a while, you will hear a no. It will humble you.
Right. Make you calm the hell down.
Did they just tell me no? Yes, they did. You can hear it. So yeah, those three things. And then my re recommendation is to Google Tyler Perry. Any interview that you pull up, he's going to tell you about his struggles. Any interview. He's actually, I think he's going to do like something else, like a deep conversation. I don't know why we need it. A deep conversation about his life. Another interview.
Oh, wow. It's not. Is it out?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. I was about to say.
It's on its way. So, yes. Just remember that to all my crown was out there. I know it's not the worst that can happen. I'm happy Jill Scott said yes to Daylay because, again, that's like one of my favorite songs. But, again, if she would have said no, he probably would have just gotten somebody else.
And, yeah.
I mean, he has a song with Marsha Ambrosia. I mean, these are high-pitched women, so.
Right.
Yeah.
What's the, what they say, delayed, but.
Not denied.
Not denied.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's come through. Yeah. Okay, friend.
Delayed, but not denied. Yeah. So, you know, the no mm-hmm. might be there for, to encourage you.
Yes.
Or it could protect you, honestly, too. So,
yes,
you
know, very
you have
true.
To, you have to look at the situation and determine that, but.
Yeah.
You know, the no is. Is it could be a yes at times.
Yeah. Very be. Yes, Pastor.
Especially yeah. Especially with that protection shit, boy.
Yeah.
Golly.
I didn't even think about that, but that's very true.
Oh man, yeah. The Lord can be protecting you. Or the Lord might be like, not right now.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not right now.
Very true.
Yeah.
So yes, be saying no is not the worst thing that can happen. No yeah. No response is the worst thing that can happen. I know it's on my text.
Yeah. Especially for the shout out to the iPhone people and the person that has a red message on there.
Yeah.
Ooh, when that person read
it, see me.
When a person read the message and they don't reply back, oh my God.
Yeah.
You automatically be like, he finna say no.
Yeah, or my sister called me. I don't have an iPhone, but she was like texting my like she'd be like, I know that they saw my text. I see them seeing me. I'm like, oh, okay.
Right.
Maybe they're busy, but.
Nah. They. Yeah. That's how people, you know, they have their phones in their hand.
Yeah, pretty much.
They just choosing to not reply.
I mean, if you read it, you might as well reply.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Alfie.
Hey, no problem. Just sprinkling my little.
I appreciate it.
My little Joanna.
Yes. Well, again, my recommendation is to Google Tyler Perry and look up one of his interviews. Very motivational, no matter how many times we hear it. And was that last year when he just was getting like accolades and awards? And he wasn't even like nominated for any like TV or movie or anything.
Yeah.
They're actually creating awards to give him. That's what it seemed like.
Wow.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well,
that no got turned.
Right. That was a good no.
That was a great no, yeah.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Exactly. Okay. So, thank you so much, all of my crowns out there. Thank you so much for pressing play. Again, this has been a Crown Talk Mini moment. Please go to crownwells.com, crownwells_com on Instagram, crownwells on the Facebook. When this goes out, I will be posting more. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. As I give the accountability smirk over here.
Thank you. I'm trying to get back with social media because it's okay to take a break.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes it's okay to just like, I'm good. Yeah. Especially during these times.
Yeah, it's just.
It's draining.
It's too much, man.
It is. And it's like, different things like at one time.
Yeah.
He has like this issue, that issue, a joke. Then this issue, that issue.
And then something happens. And then something good happens. Yeah, yeah. It's just too much. It's just too much.
Yeah. But my positive affirmations will be on there.
Yes.
To brighten up your day.
And this podcast.
Yes.
For you to listen to and get some enjoyment.
Yes. 10, 13 minutes out of your day. I appreciate you pressing play.
Indeed.
That rhymes. thank you so much for pressing play. Don't forget you are crowned. And don't forget your crown. And thank you again.
We talked about Madea earlier, and a lot of people know me as Madea, but there's something that a lot of people don't know that I want to share with you. About 30 years ago, when I was about 17, 18 years old, I went to seminary school. I was a minister in my church. I would pray, and I would encourage people, and I got up to do my first sermon. Didn't go over so well. I got up there and thought I was preaching, and the pastor comes behind me, he said, "Well, if God called you, he would qualify you, and I don't think he..." We'll be qualified. So I was very, very happy. I went home and prayed. I said, "God, what is going on?" He said, "Well, that's not where you're going to minister. You're not going to do that. You won't be in a pulpit." I said, "Oh, thank God." Because, you know, you look at people like Pastor Joel. If you step on his foot, he's going to pray for you. Step on mine, I'm going to punch you. You mess around and hit this bunion, you're really going to be in trouble. But I'm grateful for the opportunity of understanding what I was supposed to do. God and I, when I prayed, God showed me my ministry would come through movies and television. And listen, just because I'm a Christian who makes movies, don't think that all my movies are gonna be Christian. Sometimes they'll be sci-fi, sometimes they'll be rated R. They'll be all over the place because I'm an artist. I wanna tell all kinds of stories. But what is important to me is that as I'm telling stories, that there is a message of hope that people take with them. So if you guys can understand that and appreciate that with me, I'm grateful for it.
Thank you once again for pressing play and listening to the Crown Talk podcast. I hope this episode and every episode inspired you to be a greater crown individual and not to take your crown moments for granted. This episode was produced by Mr. Al Pete. Please visit MrAlPete.com and MPNLLC.com to listen to Mr. Al Pete's podcast and other cool adults in the MPN neighborhood. Please visit and subscribe to CrownWells.com. Please follow CrownWells_COM on Instagram and CrownWells Facebook group to stay current on new episodes and new blog posts by me or other featured bloggers. Don't forget you are crowned, and don't forget your crown. Thank you.